Hello everyone, welcome back. If you're new to us, I am Shu Allegra, founder of Grace and Hope Consulting, where we empower people to achieve mental and emotional wellness, reach their full potential, and live fulfilling lives. And you probably, if you've been around the block with us a few times, you know that we've said this all the time, that everything we do here evolves around resilience. So I'm inviting new friends to the table to have this conversation about resilience, kind of learn from their life, their journey, their work, and so that we can apply that wisdom in our own lives as well. So today I have Kevin with me. Welcome, Kevin.
Thank you so much for having me, Shu. It's great to be here.
Awesome. Thanks for being here. And so we'll just kind of get started.
On here too.
So cute. Oh, for people who are listening, that is Kevin's cat trying to join the conversation as well. And I know we'll get to talk about, you know, about pets in a little bit. But for, you know, for all of us here who are new to you, do you mind sharing who you are and what you do?
Yeah, I'd love to. Well, my name's Kevin. I'm from Pet Cloud. And, you know, we do grief support for pet loss. Mm. And, you know, I started this business back in 2015. Well, the idea of it, you know, from losing pets of my own. And, you know, not knowing how to deal with that grief. Because, you know, our pets are with us, you know, 24/7, all day, every day. Like even more so now because of all the pandemic and everything. And, you know, when we lose them, it's a giant hole in our lives that is just, you know, just suddenly gone. Yeah. And, you know, it's hard for a lot of people. It was hard for me. And, you know, that's what got me into this business. Yeah. You know, just, you know, wanting to provide a resource and a community for people who have lost. Mm-hmm. Just a place to go and talk to other people and to kind of deal with this grief, you know, on a daily basis.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. That's amazing. Because until you and I started kind of emailing back and forth, you know, and me reading what you do, I never heard of a, you know, resource like this. And I know my professional life, I do a lot of work around the mental and emotional health, and I'm actually certifying grief. And you think, you know, because I do know, I provide grief counseling, that I would know the resource like that. But I never heard, honestly, of a resource for people who has lost pets. I've seen support groups like on Facebook, virtual support group and such, but I never made like an organization that's all they do. I mean, that is huge. It's such a need. And because often what I've even noticed in my own life, when I don't, you know, I don't have a pet now, I had pet, you know, pets when I was younger, but what I noticed now is I encounter others who have lost a pet. Often people don't know how to support them. You know, for those who don't have pets, just like, well, it's just a pet, you know, and who, those who have pets are like, wow, that is a pet, like it's part family, and, you know, and still don't know how to be there for the, that person, because it's not, you know, a human being that was gone. But I think, like I said, just having something like this and being able to be with people who get it makes a huge difference. So, yeah. And I love that, speaking of resilience, you know, that you started, they had the idea of doing this because of going for yourself. You know, often we go for, you know, all of us, we go through hardship. We're like, you know what? This is hard enough. I, you know, I'll just pull away, take care of myself, you know, get out of it and, you know, try to move on with life, to, you know, as I knew it or at the best as I can. It's not always easy in your time of pain to see, oh, who else can benefit from this? All right. So thank you. Thank you for even just, you know, after, as I often say, like saying yes, you know, yes to the calling, right, of doing this and supporting others. So tell us more about what does that look like? You know, so like someone, you know, loses a pet, like one, how, you know, how can they get support through, you know, your organization?
Yeah. Well, when we lose a pet, it's really hard. You know, especially for, you know, elderly people. And, you know, there are certain people who, when, you know, when we lose a pet, that's it. That's the only sort of touch and connection that we have. Right. And for those of you just listening right now, my cat Ponce de Leon is literally like sitting on my chest, like caressing me and purring as we're talking now.
Yeah.
And it's so comforting to have that. And, you know, there's so many people that only have this. Mm-hmm. This is the only touch that I get too. You know, I know I'm single. I live in San Francisco, and, you know, it's, you know, between like the cat and my dog, I mean, that's the only kind of like real interaction that I get every single day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you lose that, you lose so much more than just that animal, right? You lose like a portion of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, like who am I if I'm not a dog parent or a cat parent? You know, if I don't like, who, like, do I have to get up and walk a dog every single day? Mm-hmm. You know, after they're gone, I don't have those routines anymore.
Right, disrupts that.
And it's our whole identity that's wrapped up in our animals. And I mean, really, it's, you know, grief in general too.
But, but you bring some very good point, because I don't think many of us do know, make that parallel between losing a pet and, you know, just grief, you know, grieving a loss of a loved one, you know, a human being per se. But you're so right that you, that's part of your identity, you know, that's lost as well, because we, as human beings, we identify ourselves within the roles that we occupy, the roles that we play, right? So whether it's even when we talk about, you know, the emptiness syndrome, you know, kids going, living and going to college, for example, moving out, although they're physically still alive, but the fact that they're no longer home and then our roles in our lives changes, that affects our sense of identity. And so just, you know, to think about that too, like you said, with having a dog, having a cat, having a pet, when they're physically not there, it changes your routine, it changes your role, it changes, you know, hence again, your identity. It's like, this is part of who I am. I'm, you know, I'm taking care of this, you know, loved one, right? And this is important to me. So you're grieving, you know, not just grieving the companionship that they provide, right? And, but also how that, you know, your routines change. Yeah. And I've heard people say how, in which, you know, I totally agree with this. So I'm not saying this to say I disagree, but I totally agree with this, how, you know, it's even before COVID, we already live in a society where I'll say social connections are not as strong as they could be, right? And I've seen it too in what I do, that most people who are struggling with depression, anxiety, are often not supported well in circles of, you know, emotional connection. That was physical per se, but even emotional, and people they can count on, even if you're just pick up the phone and talking to someone, right? Mm-hmm. So that there's so much to say about having that companionship, having someone you can count on. And then this is the note I hear from people who are pets. Like at the end of the day, a long day, I can go home and talk to my dog. They're never going to talk back to me, but they're here. It's very therapeutic. Right, it's no, yeah. And people who don't have that.
Like waiting for you to get
exactly.
Home. Exactly. Someone excited to see you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You. They waited their whole day to see you.
Right.
And that's so special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember a lady I was working with kind of describing the tail wagging welcome, as she called it. You know, it's just like, yeah. I get to rush home to that. You know, and those of us who don't have it might take that for granted, but sometimes, no, not sometimes, often, the people who have pets are actually emotionally healthier. And there's, like, you can Google that, right? There's a lot of research that proves that. Hence, even the idea of, you know, of therapy dogs and, you know, emotional support dog, I should say, not therapy dogs, but emotional support dogs, where they might not be completing a task for a person, but just that companionship helps people, you know, reduce anxiety, reduce stress, right? You know, improve their mood so that they're not so depressed. And that's just from an animal, and, you know, not just an animal, but it's like we take it for granted, right? Those of us who are not experiencing on a daily basis. So when you have that routine that helps with your mental and emotional and physical health, right? When you're out there walking the dog and all of that are connected, when you lose all of that, it's not just the identity, right? It's, again, that whole, like you said, that, you know, part of you is gone and how it affects you. So when... maybe gearing a little bit towards like your story, when you were, you know, kind of going with it and through this and came up with the idea, what were the things that helped you in that moment, like kind of move through that grief?
Well, talking about it helped a lot. You know, having a friend or family member who, you know, understands, you know, the connection that we have, who isn't going to judge that grief. Mm-hmm. Just being able to talk to anyone about that helps a lot.
Yeah. Which, again, like you said earlier, very similar to grief in general. You know, if we get to talk about it, we get to process and let it out, give us our permission to feel.
Yeah.
And so I guess I kind of interrupted earlier when we're trying to talk about how, you know, pet clouds supports, you know, pet parents who might have lost a pet. Like, if you can explain more of some of the support and services that you guys provide and what that looks like for people if they need support.
Yeah, so, you know, everything we do is online now.
Okay, yeah.
And so we do Zoom meetings just about every day of the week now.
Wow.
Where people can just come on and just be around other people who have lost in various stages of grief. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do groups every single Sunday for free for anyone who has lost a pet.
Wow.
No matter how long it's been, you can come on and just, you know, just be around other people and just share your story and what you're going through.
Well, that's beautiful.
It feels good to be around, you know, just, you know, people who feel the same way as you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that definitely that, you know, I'm here nodding and, you know, agreeing with you because I know that works with anything in life, right? And sometimes people cannot fix it or make it go away or take it away. But when you know that you're not going for a loan, it makes a huge difference in how you cope with the situation and find that resilience. So being in a group of people who get it, right? You know, they've been there, done that. They're not there to judge you. They can relate to what you're saying. You know, but it's really helpful. And the whole social learning too, right? I learned from people who've been there before. And as I'm going through it, I'm also, you know, creating a resilience for me and for other people, you know, who might come down the road.
Yeah,
it's good support all around. So you said that support is Sunday. There's a support group that's free for everyone and all for Zoom. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how can people, you know, connect, you know, with you in general, but also to that support group? Like, what can they access that support?
Yeah. So our website is petcloud.pet.
Love it. I didn't even know that was an option.
We have all kinds.
I knew about NET, no, .net, but that is pretty creative. I like that.
Yeah. And, you know, you can go there and our website's there. You can just sign up and that's how you get into like everything that we offer now.
Nice.
And the things that we offer and the activities that I'm creating, you know, they're more and more every single month. We get better at it and there's more people from different kinds of loss too. There's so many different kinds of loss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even within pets, you know, there are pets who have gone missing. Like my first cat, he ran away and you have that sort of, that loss where you never get closure.
Right. Yeah. And that's something it's harder.
Yeah. You know, I talk a lot about most of our people, you know, their pets are dead and they know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've either had to make that call or, you know, you know, they died naturally. But and we have like all kinds of other groups, including like anticipatory bereavement.
Yes.
Like if your pet has cancer and you know they're dying, right? Or they're just getting older and you know they're slowing down.
It's coming, Wow.
It's just a way to talk about it and to process it and frankly to thank them to spend this time that we have saying thank you. You know, my dog Brody, Sir William Broderick, he's down there on the ground, you can't really see him, but he's my old English sheepdog and he's 14 and a half years old and he's, you know, nearing the end of his life. And you know, every single day I tell him I love him. And, you know, I'm doing all this stuff now so that I don't have any of those regrets when he dies. And the more we do that, like with grief in general, with everything in general, the better we're going to be.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. you know, usually the kind of coping ahead, right? If you know something is going to happen, it's coming, you know, you do as much as you can to prepare for it. Just like, you know, we get, you know, whether it's car insurance, for example, it's not like that anyone wants to be in a car accident, but you get it that when it, the eventuality that's going to happen, you kind of, you know, you kind of have that safety net. Mm-hmm. And I think we're so quick to plan those things, you know, whether it's the car, whether it's, you know, home insurance. So those things, maybe one, like, you know, not just natural things per se, what I'm trying to think about here, material stuff that we don't always plan ahead for the emotional toll of just being human, right? Being on this earth, things will happen.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think that's really good that you help others learn those skills and have a safe place to process those feelings as they anticipate, you know, maybe, you know, the end of life for, you know, for a pet. That is very, very, very healthy.
Yeah, that's the best thing that we can do with resilience.
Yeah.
You know, we say and do the things that we can right now with those that we love. Because mm-hmm. this is the time that we have. We're not guaranteed tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All we have is now, right? And the more we can do now, the less regret we have later. Mm-hmm. And sometimes getting that closure before, you know, it's too late. So that's
right, yeah.
That's really good. Wow. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for just all you share here and all that you do. Any last words of encouragement? Maybe if someone is going through grief right now, you know, they've lost a pet and they're like, wow, I didn't know this existed. We'll definitely put the link here to share with them. But any words of encouragement for them as they're maybe going through grief or anticipating grief?
It's okay to feel however you feel. Mm-hmm. However bad you feel is okay. You know, like they're family members. Mm-hmm. They're with us when we wake up, when we go to bed, for years and decades. And it's okay to grieve and to feel everything that we feel when they go.
Yeah. Thank you. And like I said, I don't have a pet, but that even resonated with me. I needed that for some things that I have to let go of. And, you know, I agree. No, give myself permission to grieve some losses in my life. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, thank you for sending you virtual hugs as well. Yeah, thank you so much again for being here today. Thanks for all that you do. For everyone listening, we'll share the link. You know, I'm sure if you don't have a pet, you definitely know someone who does. So mm-hmm. Be sure to share. Sharing is caring. So share this on your social media, so that others can benefit from this, you know, great resource that Kevin is providing. All right. Thanks again, Kevin. Everyone, be well.